I felt like we did some good things in all three phases, with plenty of room to improve in all three phases. It was good to get some of the players in that really hadn't had a lot of the training camp reps. We had six or so players that had limited reps or no reps during our time up at St. Joe. So it was good to get those guys in there and working. And I think that'll pay off for us down the road, just with the reps that they received there in the play time. And that most of those guys were on the defensive side of the ball, and then Joe Tooney on the offensive side. So we came out relatively healthy. There's really nothing to report. We'll see how Hollywood works out. With all of his tests that he's going to have this week, but well, we'll just see where he's at. But other than that, I really don't have anything to report in that area. With that, time's yours.
His coach will start things off with Jesse Newell. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, Andy. I just wanted to ask about Kingsley. You've been able to watch the tape, just your impressions of him.
Yeah, so I thought Kingsley did some good things. Some he'll have plenty to work on going forward, but for his first time jumping in there, I guess what I really think is a pretty good defensive line now. So I thought he held his own. But there are things that he's got to work on and needs to get back. He's got another big challenge coming up this week, as does the whole offensive line.
We'll go next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Andy. I asked you this after the game the other day, but I'm curious whether you maybe can elaborate after watching the video now. Do you feel like Worthy had an impact on that game beyond just the times he got the ball? And Kelsey, I'll have a second question as well.
Yeah, I think they definitely gave him they honored his speed for sure, with how they played when he was in. So, and then the impact, other than the plays he made, I thought he did a nice job there. I think he showed that he can not only go down the field when needed, he can also, and I know it was a busted coverage, but he can do that. And that he does have speed and some versatility going across the middle. He had a nice grab across the middle. So I think people, obviously the teams that we play will see that. They didn't know it before, they know it now.
Okay. And I believe all of your kickoffs went into the end zone for a touchback. Why did you feel like that was the best strategy, at least at this point of the season?
Yeah, we just kind of went off the stats that we had had, and we felt that that was the best way to go. If you can, in a perfect world, if you can kick it to the right to the goal line and kind of skip it down in there, that'd be great. But as you saw the games yesterday, you saw people trying to do that, and then it bounces out of bounds, or they get it before the in line or the end zone line and goal line, and then they return it for a big return. So, and then you look at vice versa, this thing, well, we had a chance to return it. We got it past the 30, and that's just kind of what it is. You got to be spot on with the kick, and that's a lot to ask there.
We'll go next to Pete Sweeney.
Coach, was just wondering on Hollywood. You guys have maintained it's the Tyree timeline, which would put us at this week. How optimistic are you for him to get in the mix? And is it something where you're more apt to be cautious, just considering his importance?
Yeah, you froze there for a little bit, but I think you're asking about the timeline. So with Tyreek, listen, everybody's different, but it's that same type of injury. He's getting close. I know he's feeling better. We've just got to kind of see where it goes from here. They've been doing these periodic tests on him and making sure that he's heading in the right direction and scans and all that. So, but it looks like it's heading in the right direction. Now we just have to see where it goes from there.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Nick Jacobs. Nick?
And Kelsey, I'll have a follow-up, please, if I can. Andy, from your times with week one, the unknown for some teams, you know, you don't know what they have tendency-wise and everything. What is it about the first couple weeks for the league that creates so much of that?
Now, you really don't know. These guys all have an opportunity, like we do, to coach it, I'm saying, have an opportunity to put in new things in the off season, work on them. They're not going to show them during the preseason game. So you've got to be in a position where you're doing things that you know best and also things that you can adjust to that they might show you. So there's got to be a little flexibility in your thinking when you go into this, the first three or four games of the season.
And then lastly, with Lou Anarumo and his defense, what about it has made it so unique over the years?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of everything, and they do it so well. And I think that's why he's so excited to have his safety back there now, because he's the director of that bunch. And but Lou is going to throw a whole lot of different pitches at you, and you kind of keep swinging because they're not all gonna, you're not gonna hit every one of them. I mean, it's he does a heck of a job with that.
We got a couple more here. We'll go next to Dave Scretta.
Dave, hit your sound there. I think.
We'll come back to you, Dave. We'll go next to Matt Derrick.
Hey, Coach. You get a handful of these Sundays during the season when you're I don't know where you are. Are you at home? Are you in the office for these games? Are you watching them live? Are you watching tape? What is your setup and schedule on a Sunday like yesterday?
Yeah, I ran to church and then came in and watch the games right here. So watch the Bengals game on TV first. Got some work done. Our coaches were all in here. And that was it.
Is that fun for you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely love it. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good part of it. Probably the same thing you guys did. So, I mean, you probably watch the games but we had one specific team that we had to take a peek at and see what they were doing.
We'll go next to Todd Lebo. Todd?
Coach, I wonder if you could kind of tell us how everything graded out in your secondary now that you've had a chance to go back and look, especially opposite of Trent McDuffie on the other side of the cornerback.
Yeah, I mentioned it after the game that I thought, Williams and Watson made some nice plays on the ball. I thought the guys did a good job. I mean, are there things they would like to have back? Yeah, but and that we need to keep working on, yes, but they also made some plays in there, and I took that as a positive, something we can build on. And both those two have been banged up a little bit. Watson during camp off of the surgery part of it, and then just coming back, he was one of those guys that didn't get a lot of reps, and I think he's just going to keep playing himself kind of into playing shape. And then Williams missed the last little bit with the hamstring. So anyways, it was good to get those guys going and back in the game. And then Nazi had a chance to do some things on special teams, had a big play there, and he'll keep working in there too.
We'll close things out with Seren Petro. Seren?
And I'll have a follow-up if I could real quick. Coach Samaje Perine, just, how long do you think it'll take to where he's fully immersed in the offense?
Yeah, I think he's got it down where I'm comfortable with him playing. So it's good to have those three guys that you feel comfortable with. And, Perine's always been a real good – excuse me, Jamie. He's always been a good protection guy. And a third down back as well as a first or second down back, but somebody you feel real comfortable in there playing on third down with all the crazy blitzes that take place.
And then along those lines, whether it's, you know, somebody who's holding out or nowadays holding in or hurt, what's kind of your experience tell you on how long it takes to get a guy physically to where he's 100% football shape, ready to go? How do you gauge that? And is there a rule of thumb you go by?
Yeah, listen, you want to get him through the first 3 days and then it's giddy up and go. I mean, unfortunately, when the season gets going, you got to get him in and they got to play.
That's all we have for you, Coach. We'll let you get back to it.